Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holline Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. A tragedy, a murder mystery. May 10th, 2022, at the Isla Baru de Cameron Hotel in Colombia on the beach. The event, the murder of Marcello Pecci. We welcome Emanuele Ottolenghi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy to introduce us to the victim and raise the questions that dominate the conversation. This is not just one nation, Colombia. This is all nations involved in dealing with the narco-terrorism curse across the Americas, but especially in Paraguay. Emanuele, a very good evening to you. Who was he, and what do we believe the motive for this murder on a beach?
And a good evening to you, and thank you for having me on the show. Marcello was a rising star in the public prosecution's office of Paraguay, the equivalent of the Attorney General's office in our legal system. So he was in charge of leading criminal investigations in the sphere of money laundering, corruption, organized crime, and terror finance, the hottest and most complicated investigations. I said he was a rising star. He was one of the leading prosecutors in Paraguay, leading candidates among the prosecutors to replace the current attorney general. So had he lived and succeeded in that bid, he might have become the most influential prosecutor in the country. And we have to remember, Paraguay is a country beset by corruption. It's one of the most corrupt countries in Latin America. It ranks about 130th over 170 countries monitored by Transparency Index, Corruption Index in the world. And it has become in recent years a transit hub, increasingly for large quantities, multi-ton shipments of cocaine. So he had a lot of enemies because he was not easily corrupted. He was a man of integrity, believed in his job and what he was doing, and he was good at it. And in the course of investigations in recent years, he ruffled feathers among any one of the usual suspects: the narco traffickers, the cigarette contraband magnates, the corrupt politicians, and of course, the large networks of terror finance money launderers that inhabits the frontiers of his country. He was in Colombia on his honeymoon with his pregnant wife when two assassins emerged from the watershed at the beach in a very secluded and private resort, shot him three times, the first in the face, and then escaped very quickly. So he was clearly the victim of a well-orchestrated, sophisticated attack, assassination plot that required intelligence and cooperation across countries. The marks of his assassination are that at a level of sophistication that they could suggest the involvement of a state actor or non-state actors like transnational criminal organizations that have the capacity, the capabilities and resources to carry such complex operations. So it is a mystery, it is a tragedy, because it deprives Latin America of an indomitable figure in the pursuit and fight against organized crime, terror finance, and corruption. He was a good friend of the United States. And of course, among the suspects, we must mention it, there is Hezbollah. He prosecuted three very important cases of terror finance related to Hezbollah activities in the tri-border area in recent years. He was instrumental in having suspects arrested, investigated, and then extradited to the States. And so among the possible culprits, we cannot rule out the involvement at some level of Hezbollah.
Malcolm?
So far, crime syndicates obviously are deeply involved. I know that they moved into Paraguay over the years, and they're competing with the local networks. And on top of that, you have the involvement of the political leaders, the accusations that they are either in league with one of the foreign or the domestic, or have their own network of corruption. So how do you honestly address then the issue if so much of the infrastructure ties into the government and to the power structure of the country? I think amounting, if I read it correctly, half of the GDP is related to the drug trade.
Absolutely. I mean, we are dealing with a country that has been traditionally a hub of corruption. We should remember Paraguay was a clerical fascist dictatorship until 1989, ruled by an elderly general who had an inclination to like children underage for his own solace and entertainment. It was a very isolated and insular country ruled by a very small elite. And when the dictator was finally overthrown and kicked out, the political party that actually supported his dictatorship for 35 years has remained in power almost without interruption for the following 33 years. So it is not exactly a thriving democracy. Corruption, the black economy, and of course, a political class and a large segment of the population that live off and thrive from illicit activity. So it's very hard to find, you know, a simple solution to this. But what you do have had in the past few years is a handful of patriotic public servants like Marcelo Pecci, in the prosecution's offices, in the police, in the anti-money laundering, anti-narcotics agencies, who with the support, both logistical, political, and financial of the United States, have started to make a dent into this enormous and Byzantine structure of corruption and organized crime. And you're right to say, you know, some of these networks compete, some of them are in an open war with one another. But when you look at the dynamics, especially when you superimpose them with Paraguay politics, what you find is that these enmities are not everlasting. Sometimes they side with one another, sometimes they compete, sometimes they kill each other, sometimes they find ways to get back together in bed. And so the problem, of course, needs to be dealt with gradually, and also be mindful of the geopolitical implication of destabilizing a country that traditionally has been a U.S. ally. But we are confronted with a problem, and it's no longer just a corrupt insular country. It is a crucial, critical node in a global illicit phenomenon that has implications not just for the region, but that carry over all the way to our own shores. A lot of these money laundering networks, Pecci was investigated, have a significant component in the United States. It means that they're polluting the integrity of our financial system. A lot of the drugs come to the United States. The violence that accompanies turf war between organized crime is one of the factors that pushes migrants to leave Latin America and seek a way and the refuge into the United States. So there's so many ramifications to this that it's no longer a small local problem that we can somehow solve by, you know, replacing one dictator with another. We need to have a lot tougher systemic approach that starts hitting hard at the corrupt structures that run Paraguay and other countries in the region. Otherwise, we're never going to get to the bottom of it.
Emmanuel Altalangi is the senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Bash.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menard. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save